Hey, welcome back, you guys. This is Richard Sachs. We're here to talk with our friend, the dancing doctor, Gabriel Cousins. And we're getting kind of a late start, so we'll go right to Dr. Cousins and get into the world situation and the response and see what insights we get today.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Thank you, Doug. And welcome, everybody. We welcome everybody with love. And let's kind of dance and kind of open our hearts to spiritual joy so we can think more clearly about what's going on. Now we'll meditate for a minute or two, and we'll get into our talk. So just go with a yod into the nothing. Here we go. Yod. And just for a minute or two. Okay, welcome everybody. So, wouldn't it be great if the whole world decided to just have one big circle dance? And we know that when people do dance in a circle, they actually create a vortex to bring positive energy down. Wouldn't be that one way? I mean, we're looking at the world. We're looking at Ukraine and Russia and other stuff going on with this somehow with Iran and Pakistan, and we have Hamas and Israel, and, you know, sending soldiers in to kill the cows in the Netherlands. It's like, could it get more chaotic and crazier? What to do? How do you resolve this? You know, things are being so, in a big picture, so chaotic and so what appears to be irrational. Killing the cows in the Netherlands for a global, quote, warming that isn't warming, that is actually cooling, according to the statistics, slightly cooling, less than a degree, but cooling. And we look at U.S. and, you know, it's snowing and it's, you know, it's probably the biggest snow across the country in decades. And it's like, whoa, what's going on? So where's the resolution? How do we bring this back to peace on earth? We've heard that term before, I think, peace on earth. So how do we get there? So one of the really actually proven ways, and I use the word proven, okay? I use over 300 studies since 1973 have proven that when people meditate in a coherent way together at some level, there's a decrease in crime rate. Now, there was a study that took 22 cities, 11 of them had 1% meditators, and 11 of them didn't. And they compared the results over a period of time. And in the cities where there, in 11 cities where they were 1% meditators, there was a 16% drop in crime rate of all kinds. That's significant. We're talking about violent crime. We're talking about murders and so forth like that. In Rhode Island, they did a study with 350 meditators, not a whole lot of people, and they brought them in and they meditated for a few months over the summer, and there was a 43% drop in crime rate as compared to other summers of that same time. People said, it's a fluke. And then, so they came back the next year, 350 meditators, and there was a 49% decrease in crime rate. That's significant. That means that we can create a field of consciousness that isn't philosophical. It's just that the thieves and murderers aren't being activated. And maybe stop wanting to be thieves and murderers. Now that is worth thinking about. So we're talking about creating a world thought form for peace. Now, another study that was done by Bro Ives for 4 years, on each equinox and solstice, when people were doing the world peace meditation, we call Peace 21, and they showed that there was a 36% decrease in solar flares when people were meditating compared to the 4 years prior when people weren't meditating for peace on the equinox and solstice. So in other words, we're affecting the whole solar system. It's like, that's how powerful it is when people choose to meditate with the idea of a global peace vision happening. We're still doing that. We have a world peace meditation every Monday, and it's at 6:15. We kind of start with a little background. Israel time, there we go. 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. And we're doing that every Sunday. And we see that the effects of this, these meditations, according to the research, last for 3 weeks. So we're doing it on a weekly basis, so we keep amplifying it. That was how we looked at it. And it's easier to have a pattern when you do it once a week. So that is really worth considering in the whole picture, is that we can do it. We actually have the spiritual technology to create a thought form, a global thought form for peace. We're doing that now. And that is the way we're ultimately going to resolve this. There was another study in the Middle East, actually, not recently, but in 1990s, something like that, where, again, there was a 10% decrease in violence in the Middle East. So this is really, really important that we have a way to make this work. However, we have to work it. And I'm going to bring Richard in with that because that's key to understand. We have to work, we have to do it. We have to make it happen. And that's up to us. So we have a way to make it happen. And you don't even have to talk about it. You just have to do it. That's so simple. You don't have to come to agreement about what's right or wrong. Just do it. Let's see what happens. So I'll leave it to Richard.
Yeah, I think you've hit on what may be the most important point happening in the world right now, and that's our major spiritual test. And I'm coming from kind of an outside-the-box perspective because I'm not an authority on any of this stuff or anything else, but I have some partial memory of where we came from and who we are, and that's where I'm coming from. And I see the same. The actor, there's a difference between the actor and the character they're playing. And the character that many of these actors are playing are very nasty people at the global level, at the common level of the common murderers and, you know, violent criminals and people who are just following orders in so many different ways, whether it's medical or police or school teaching kids to become insane. And you've got all these different characters in this vast play that we're all both watching and acting in. And the actors behind every one of those characters is spirit, in my perception anyway. And that's the reason that what you're talking about can work, is because that's who you're reaching. If people were intrinsically evil, you wouldn't have a chance. Because when you sit there and meditate, the murderer would be intrinsically evil, not receptive to what you're doing, but they've got a part of them underneath that is not intrinsically evil, and that's receptive and can be reached. So our test now is all these things that we've talked about, all these theories, all these beliefs that we have, that's very nice, but now it has to be put into practice. And the test is, if it's really done on the level that you're talking about and beyond, the physical will change. You know, the situation in the world is so serious now that we can't afford a partial improvement. It's got to be completely reversed. And I think that there's no reason that can't be done unless we believe it's impossible. So what we focus on, what our meditation is 24 hours around the clock, has massive effect, and it's time to become conscious of it. So I totally support what you're talking about and doing it.
One of the important things is we aren't hopeless, and we aren't helpless.
Right.
People of the global elite want to create that, and then we will step in and create a one-world government to dominate everybody. We can do this. We are empowered by God to be able to do what we're talking about.
The top level controllers are doing the anti-meditation that you're talking about.
Right.
They're focusing on fear, helplessness, division, violence, killing, cheating, lying. All these things are in their meditation at the top level. They understand that what you're saying is where the power comes from. And so they're trying to get everybody to use their focus to feel helpless. And it's a war of meditators. You know, they talk about the information war, and that's true on that level. But on a much deeper level, it's a war of focus. Which one is going to be serious about it?
Yeah. And right now, the people at Davos are, you know, that global elite are very serious. And we have to match that level of seriousness in large numbers. But actually, if you do the math, we need about 9,000 people. It's not that big a number. So we can really do that. Because some of the calculations that were done at Stanford about this idea of meditation is we need the square root of 1% to meditators to make this happen. And square root of 1% isn't a whole lot.
I'm suggesting there's another important variable, because if you get 9,000 or 90,000 or 9 million people sitting there and their minds are wandering and they say, we're meditating for peace, that has one effect. If you get a smaller number and they're really focused, it's a totally different situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why we get 9,000. I'll be very happy to be totally focused.
That would be amazing.
That's what we're building up to. That's why we're talking about, you know, meditate once a week. We do it for 20 minutes with a peace visualization. People can do this. This is not that hard. It just requires the perspective that we can make a difference.
One of the things that makes people feel helpless is believing in intrinsic evil, that people are irretrievably bad. And if that were true, you could not reach them. Fortunately, unless you want to believe that, everybody can be reached. And you can have defectors even at the highest levels. And we want to see that. We're basically in a situation where we're living in a giant mental hospital. And the staff and the patients are all insane. And hopefully we're talking to a few people that have shaken off that mental disease and are willing to cure the people around them. And there's no way to do it by debate or saying, you know, you're a murderer. You really shouldn't be a murderer. You shouldn't be a Davos global ruler because karma is not good from doing stuff like that. They're probably not going to be impressed. So you've got to reach them on the deeper level.
Right. That's what we're doing. That's what we need everyone to participate, because it's really, we do make a difference. And we can make a difference.
Right. Are you willing to not feel helpless?
Yeah. So it requires a shift in our viewpoint of who we are and our God-given power. Because that's where this comes from.
That's right. It's not something that you just rev up your ego power to do as a little, you know, individual personality. It's opening up for something much stronger to flow through you.
So this is good. So, I mean, this isn't a promotion for the World Peace Meditation, but there we go, you know, 6:15 Israel time, and what do we say, 11:15 East Coast time. Right. We can do this. We actually can do this.
And it should be a thank you to anybody that's working on something similar already. You know, that video that I shared with you was a similar project being done by HeartMath, who is centered in Stanford.
And yes.
There are Buddhist monasteries that are focusing on peace all the time. And there are different groups that we've never heard of. There are allies. There are yogis who've never come out of their caves who are doing exactly this right now at the same time.
So what's needed is some level of coordination to get everybody meditating at the same time.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, shouldn't be that hard to do. It's doable, is what I mean.
It's doable and it's free.
Yeah, and getting people to do it is the way the work is. That's why we're bringing this up. That's why it's appropriate now, because when you look at all the chaos in the world, and there's a lot, and it's kind of multiplying, you know.
Yeah.
We got U.S. bombing the Houthis in Yemen. It's like, what is going on?
Right.
And people are caught up. You know?
So a lot of us were raised watching television where the good guys had the fastest guns. And you didn't have to worry about it because they could always shoot the bad guys. And peace on earth was to kill all the bad guys. And they always wore certain clothes. And they looked like Snidely Whiplash. And we have to have a different paradigm now.
Who's Snidely Whiplash? Never heard of that. Who's Snidely Whiplash?
Snidely Whiplash. Snidely Whiplash was a very well-known character in Rocky and Bullwinkle, okay, which was a Saturday morning cartoon show.
I never watched Saturday morning cartoons. I don't know these.
A lot of deep wisdom came out of that.
Very good.
Snidely Whiplash would be dressed in these really evil-looking clothes, and he had about a three-foot-long black mustache, and he always tied innocent people to the railroad tracks. Stuff like that. So it wasn't hard to tell that he was bad. And it was on another level we watched Bonanza, where the Cartwright family would shoot all the bad guys every week. And you didn't have to worry that the good guys would lose because that was impossible.
I have to admit, I've never seen any of these shows. Yeah. I have to admit that. So, but I get the concept pretty clearly.
You can make up for the deficit in training. It's easy.
Yes. But that's us. We can do this.
Yeah.
That's the thing, the most important thing. We can do this. We can make this happen. And we will make this happen.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Now, he sees actually a few thousand years ago, made a prophecy that in 2025, in the first day of Pesach, which is spring, would begin a transition towards 1,000 years of peace. It would be 50 years of transition, which is a short time in the bigger picture. So we're very close, and our job is to create the environment where that can truly manifest. Right. You know, we are really close, so I'm trying to encourage people. It's like, okay, join us on Mondays. You know, you can go to, you can see on the thing, drcousins.com, and that will kind of point you there. So, you know, do it. Come join us. We are growing slowly, but we're happening. And if anybody has links to other groups that we can coordinate, I'm happy to bridge to other groups that we can do that. You know? Because it doesn't matter what exactly what kind of meditation, but it is a visualization of world peace. There's a kind of, there is a visualization that we've created. So, but truly just meditating and being at peace creates a field of peace. That's the important thing to understand. So it's doable, and we can do it. So I'm just going to sign off with that because it's a good place to end. To begin. So I invite you all to join our World Peace Meditation. We have a nice little picture that Doug puts up sometimes. Our World Peace Meditation, where it is the beginning. We are the sunrise happening, bringing peace to the whole world through our conscious efforts to create a world of peace and a mindset of peace and of oneness. Let's say divine sun, divine light, divine love, and divine peace. So may everybody be blessed with this. I thank Doug. I thank Richard for helping this whole show go on. And peace be with you, as the scene says. I'll turn it back to Richard.
Thank you, Dr. Cousins. I agree with you. If we just get this one little thing done, the rest will work out. And it only works, you talk about, you know, divine love, and there are so many versions of beliefs about that. It's time to let that actually happen and come into, you know, we have the potential to be like conduits or bridges between the two levels and not see, you know, this giant impossible chasm between the divine level and the human level, or the divine level and the 3D level. We're supposed to let that in. In fact, this meditation has been going on since the beginning. It's just been scattered and mostly negative, and it's still happening now. So it's not that you have to learn how to pray or meditate or anything like that. You just have to become aware that you're already doing it and decide where to focus it. And the only reason it can work is because on that higher level, there's this infinite love that can flow through you. And it's up to us whether we want to leave that as a belief while we do everything contradicting it, or relax at a deep enough level in our lives and let it flow through into everything that we do. And we have that option. So Dr. Cousins has a lot of programs that lead to that. DrCousins.com, treeoflife.mn.co. And we're talking about the same thing in Planetary Healing Club. And you're welcome to join us there if you would like to. Or just do it on your own. But the point is, do it. And become aware of where your thoughts and feelings are going and how incredibly powerful they are. And let's become aware of that and use it. The love from the source is always there. And it's because of who you really are. So I invite you to shake off the insanity, become a curing factor in the giant mental hospital that's the world situation right now. Doesn't have to stay like it is, and you're the remedy. So we appreciate you very much. Love to everybody. Join us here next time. Use your time well, and we'll see you soon. Take care.
Peace be with you.